KSA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Saskatchewan, Canada that killed 10 people has been found dead. The body of 31-year-old Damian Sanderson was found on the James Smith Cree Nation in Saskatchewan Monday. The two brothers were named as suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people that occurred Sunday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
This kind of violence, or any kind of violence, has no place in our country. We're still, of course, monitoring the situation closely, and we urge everyone to follow all the updates from the authorities. Priority is keeping you and your loved ones safe.
A federal judge on Monday agreed to appoint a neutral special master to review items seized by the FBI during its raid at President Trump's South Florida home and blocked the Justice Department from continuing to use the seized items. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon said in a 24-page order, claims of attorney-client and executive privilege must be followed through. With so many problems facing the American people, President Biden shrugged off criticisms Monday that he is vilifying Republicans by calling President Trump's supporters extremists and threats to democracy. Republicans and Democrats have accused Biden of creating divisions for likening Trump's Make America Great Again movement to semi-fascism. Authorities say they have found a body near where Eliza Fletcher was abducted while jogging in Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Memphis Police Department said officers on Victor Street located a deceased party just after 5 p.m. local time. We're waiting for confirmation to the identity by the coroner. Suspect Cleota Aston remains in custody on $500,000 bail. The Coast Guard tweeted Monday that crews were suspending the search for nine people unaccounted for at the scene of the Puget Sound area plane crash on Sunday. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The government in California is growing to include fast food workers' workplace standards.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Labor Day that aims to create standards for working conditions for the fast food industry in the state. The bill creates a 10-member council that will establish standards on things such as working hours and wages. The industry complained the bill would raise costs that restaurants will in turn serve to customers alongside their meals. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew on News Max talks about President Biden's campaign speech in Pennsylvania, hating on Republicans and a way for the Democrats to make money for the massive debt of this nation from the movie industry.
What a bizarre, weird speech that was that Biden gave. I mean, literally with that blood-red background, and it was literally almost frightening. They really, if they want to save some money, one thing they can do is maybe sell it to a movie set somewhere and they can use it for an intro to, you know, Dracula movie and Frankenstein movies.
In a Windows 10 or 11 operating system, there is no way to remove the Edge web browser from Microsoft. In fact, if you go to the Google Chrome download page with the Microsoft browser, it will not allow you to download Google Chrome web browser. Americans in whole just prefer the Chrome browser. A new security update has been released. If you go to your Google Chrome browser, go to Settings, then Privacy and Security, you can make sure that you are up to date. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.